You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
A lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers today. Obviously, the Packers are great. Aaron Rodgers is great. We started the show wondering, is he a top five all-time quarterback?
I say yes.
Because they have the GOAT next week. They've got Brady next week. This week, it's Rodgers. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
I think
his defense has to face and that the offense is going to have to keep pace with.
I think Aaron Rodgers has the best touchdown interception ratio in league history, doesn't he?
It's incredible. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty adamant he's top five, maybe even top four. Is he better than Peyton Manning was? Like, is he better than Joe Montana? I don't know.
I have Joe Montana ahead of him.
Yeah, you have Joe Montana too. You have Brady 1, Montana 2, right?
Because I got, you know, part of me, I'm just an old guy too.
Rodgers or Manning, number 3.
It's interesting. I probably go Manning.
That's where I would go.
I think pure talent, the ability to throw the football, I'm going with Rodgers. But I think overall, I think I'm going Manning.
Did you catch this? Aaron Rodgers, I played earlier the story about Chicago. He grew up watching WGN in California. Remember the cable packages back in the day? Like, you got TBS and WGN wherever you lived.
Maybe what happened is that his parents canceled the cable package, and that's where it all went south.
Did you hear Yurko say that? Yurko said that earlier.
Oh, he did?
Yurko was saying that where it all went wrong was that Rodgers didn't have, like, he just had basic cable.
Okay.
And he's pissed, and he wanted more, and that's where the
I did not hear
family
that.
Fallout
yeah.
happened.
Maybe that's where it is. Yeah. That's two people thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that was funny. So then we were playing that, and he also told the story about the kid. He met a kid and his mom back in the day walking to Mastro's. He always would hit Mastro's here. And the kid that he met, this was in 2017, called the show earlier today.
Yes.
This happened in 2017. The kid's 15 years old. It's really good. You can hear that on the ESPN Chicago app. Get the pods, anything you miss. A new Crosstalk Unhinged just dropped today as well with Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and me. So download that ESPN Chicago app. This was the other thing that's been going around. This was yesterday when Aaron Rodgers met the media. I think they asked him about, can you name the quarterbacks since you've been the Packer quarterbacks that the Bears have sent out there?
Jay Cutler.
Wow.
Kyle Orton. Rex Grossman.
Great.
Oh. Mitch.
Four.
That's
about it.
That was it. He was done.
That's about it.
He was done. That's the way I feel, right?
I heard the guys going through the list.
There were 16 of them, right?
And I thought, and I've already heard, I heard them go through the list. I think Carmen and Yurko did it as well. I think we would have definitely gotten it.
Yeah, if we go through the eras. Like, the toughest ones are like Caleb Haney, Todd Collins.
Yes.
Todd Collins played in arguably one of the worst football games I've ever seen. It was Bears in Carolina. This is when Jimmy Clausen was like a second round pick for Carolina before he came here. It was Jimmy Clausen started for Carolina and Todd Collins started for the Bears. I think Matt Forte had a big game on the ground, and like the Bears won like something like 17-3, and it was just ugly. It was like a typical Lovey game with the
Clausen Collins shootout.
It was terrible. From a quarterback standpoint, it was awful. Like, Jason Campbell is one that you may forget. Remember Jason Campbell?
Came in for Jay.
And do you remember one of the games Jason Campbell
San
started?
San Francisco?
Yes. The first game that Kaepernick started.
Yes.
And like, we're like, oh, hey, we think we got a chance here.
Cap threw for 5 touchdowns, didn't he?
It was like, he came out throwing laser beams.
Lasers,
I'm like, who is this guy? Where's he been? He's throwing lasers, and he made that
Harbaugh the coach?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Harbaugh. It was right
Greg
after
Roman's
Alex
the
Smith.
Offensive coordinator. Yeah, Vic Fangio's the defensive coordinator.
Right. And then Jimmy Clausen was another tough one to get. like, you got to remember Chase Daniel is a guy on the list. So you go through the eras. You go through, okay, who were the guys in the Nagy era? Don't forget about under Lovey, there was Josh McCown as well.
I think Todd Collins and Jason Campbell were probably the two that slipped the most minds.
You think you would have gotten Caleb Haney, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because that was, he came in the year after, that Jay got hurt with a thumb.
Right.
When Jay was playing his best football ever.
Who came in for Jay when he got hurt in the Packers game?
It was in the championship game.
It was
game
Todd Collins, first. And then they removed him because it went south. Because
he was terrible.
And then Caleb Haney came in, right?
Todd Collins with the Bears was probably maybe the worst quarterback I've ever seen play for this team.
Did he throw the interception to B.J. Raji?
No, that was Haney.
That was Haney, okay.
Haney was doing some stuff, but I still think, did that get deflected? And
I think so. B.J. Raji, a Boston College grad.
Yeah, good player, too.
Very good player. Do you remember the interior of that defensive line?
Do you remember another turnaround play against the Packers in that game after Jay got hurt?
Yes, it was an interception, right, by Brian Urlacher, and he was caught by Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, he could not get over the Aaron Rodgers tackle. He could not juke Aaron Rodgers, and I was so mad at him, and we joked with him back in the day about that as well.
I think he's become much more
footing.
He's become much more open to the humor attached to that these days versus back then.
Did you see in the minute highlight package they put together for Brady? I don't know if you saw. Did you ever see the highlight package that they aired in the Foxborough on the Jumbotron?
I don't think I did.
So they aired a 1 minute. They encapsulated Brady's career as a Patriot in a 1 minute highlight package. Right. Do you know the Brian Urlacher juke when he juked Urlacher at the game Carmen and I were in? And made it. Yeah. Like Urlacher, that's funny. I mean, as great as he was. Ugh. Awful. And the Chicago enemy conversation again, and some people have made jokes about it. This is the way I feel. The biggest Chicago sports enemy has been the Bears front office.
Yeah,
the last 20 years, I dislike what our team has done to themselves more so than what Aaron Rodgers has done to us.
I agree with that. Cap and Jonathan asked the question today, right? Who do you hate more, Rodgers or the Packers?
Right.
If I'm forced to answer that question, I would say the Packers overall, not Rodgers. But I'm with you. My first response was neither. And I know that's not, you know, that's not how you play the game, but I have more animosity towards my own franchise because of the consistent ineptitude than I do at the continued success of the franchise to the north.
Because of the 16 quarterbacks we just mentioned.
Of course.
Because of the coaching.
We haven't been able to get it right.
Right. Because of the general managers missing picks.
Yes.
Not building offensive lines to support the quarterbacks who were decent.
I could muster up some more dislike of them if I felt we were more on a level playing field with them with regard to our team versus their team.
Yeah. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. If you want to weigh in, whether it's Bears, Packers, your hated rivals. We're talking Sox still, too. Sox fallout. Tony La Russa, according to Bob Nightingale, is going to return. And Nightingale was the one who broke the story a year ago that La Russa was going to get hired. He gets a lot of stories wrong, Bob Nightingale does. But he's been right on the Tony La Russa beat. Eric in Elmhurst, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I agree with you. It's the person in the suit and tie who's been Chicago's, you know, biggest rival and villain in this thing. And that includes who's in the suit and tie that tells us we should be listening to, you know, people regale the stories of Jets lore from... But anyway, I'm not going to get into that.
Wait. Now I'm lost. What were you inferring?
Well, originally I was calling to say, hey, I don't agree with any of the front office people for Chicago sports. That's my villain.
Right.
Because it's never been LeBron. LeBron's been gone for 4 years, and you can't tell us we were going to beat San Antonio, and there's no chance we had a chance against Golden State. So I'm not going to blame LeBron for that. But then I thought about it a little further, and I was like, you know, I don't want to hear about Greeny from – I don't want to hear about from 12 to, you know, whatever time about the old glory days of the Jets that – none of us seem to be around for. When were they really good? I don't get it.
Eric, but, you were sitting on hold, and then you started getting mad at Greeny for talking old school Jets
stuff.
Trying
to think of the old school Ken O'Brien.
You know, actually, I got mad at you too, Sylvia.
Of course you did. Of course. Well, what are you mad at me about?
Because I'm usually on your side about this, but I wonder. You were seriously on that red line?
Yeah.
Going.
I cried on the station.
Like a baby.
After the Bartman game, after game 7, when they were eliminated.
Just be glad you were going north and not south in that red line, because you'd never been.
No, I was going south. I was going from Wrigleyville town into the city. I lived downtown back then.
No wonder you turned the jersey inside out.
Top it, Eric.
I'm a Cubs fan. I'm right there with you, but you can't be doing that.
Emotions took over. What are you going to do? It's probably my biggest heartache. 84 was
cried?
Pretty big.
Have you ever cried about another sports outcome?
Well, in 1984, I was 13.
Well, that's different. 13 versus 30-something.
He promised me a starter's jacket if the Cubs beat the Padres in Game 5.
Ooh.
So not only did they get eliminated by Steve Garvey and the Padres, and they blew a 2-0 lead, but this starter's jacket, which was hot back in the day, you had to get the starter's jacket.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to look like a bullpen coach making a change in the mound.
That was your goal, was to be a bullpen coach.
Do you remember how big the starter's jacket was? Eric, thanks.
Thanks, Eric. It's okay to cry if you're 13 over sports.
I'm trying to think what else I've cried over sports-wise.
Nothing Bulls-related?
No, but like one of my worst Bulls moment, I was at the Derrick Rose when he got hurt. I didn't cry, but I remember I was at home. My wife worked the game. She works in the suites. And I was in bed. We had an event to go to that night. And I was in bed, and she came into the room to check on me, and I said, no jokes. And I was in bed because I was beside myself.
You went to bed because Derek
got
hurt?
I had to lay down. It ruined my whole postseason. I thought they were going to win it all that time.
I thought you were talking about the time you watched him get hurt up in Milwaukee.
Oh, no. He was fine then. I'm talking about the knee against game one against Philly.
Yeah.
Doug Collins is listening, our buddy. He was coaching the Philadelphia 76ers that game. We're supposed to go to an event, and I had to lay down in bed under the covers. I did not cry, but I
did. Did you get out of the bed and actually go to the event later?
Yes, we did.
And were you an ass the whole night because you were upset?
We actually, it was a cancer benefit, and we actually sat at a table with Michael Reinsdorf.
You did.
And he said it felt like somebody robbed him, is what he said too. So I'll never forget that day.
You guys had not seen eye to eye on Bulls-related stuff since then, recently.
Yeah, until recently. 312-332-3776. We're talking Bears-Packers, talking Sox elimination. Anything on your mind? We're talking about crying. What sporting event did you cry at? You know, it's always been like the old, what movie have you cried in? This is has a sporting event ever made you cry as an adult? 312-332. Oh, you've cried at a sporting event. Okay, go save it. All right, we'll get to Waddle's next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
If you're in the city tomorrow, love to see you. Come on out and say hello to Waddle and me. We'll be at Binney's Beverage Depot on Marcy Street in Lincoln Park. It's just off North Avenue, doing an outdoor tailgate with Miller Time. And we'll have ice cold Miller Lite. They'll have Miller Lite specials inside Binney's Beverage Depot. Bring a lawn chair, hang out, tailgate with us. We're going to have Connie's frozen pizza samples.
Warm you up.
And if you donate a book for Bernie's Book Bank, if you've got kids and they're done with some of the books, bring in those books. And Bernie's Book Bank puts them to good use. And then the grand prize is our 2 pairs of tickets to Chicago Green Bay at Soldier Field on Sunday in the Miller Lite Loft.
That's a good prize.
Yes. So this is tomorrow at Binney's Beverage Depot. 2 to 6. And then on Monday, we have another quick turnaround for Miller Time, but nothing wrong with that.
Miller, we celebrate Miller Time every day.
Yeah, let's sandwich the weekend with Miller Time. Monday, hopefully, we'll be celebrating a Victory Monday, and we're going to be in the city in Lakeview at Finley Dunn's.
When was the last time we celebrated a Bears win over the Packers?
When
Was it Mitch in Green Bay?
It was, yes, to win the... No, it was Mitch here. Wasn't it in 18? Wasn't Rodgers hurt, or he played and he wasn't that good, and the rest of the team?
Something happened. We stopped a record of his, or we halted a record of Aaron Rodgers.
Like an interception.
I think it was Eddie Jackson.
An interceptionless streak?
Something like that.
Do you remember those days?
That was the last interception he ever had.
Do you remember those days when Eddie Jackson used to like to intercept the football?
Yes. Yeah, I do remember those days.
I cry over that now. I cry over that. A lot of people using the old win to cry. Patrick Schmidt and Matt Linder both say that they cry. And one said they still cry when they see 2016 Cubs Game 7 replays.
I cry whenever I watch Hoosiers.
See, that's a movie, though.
I know, but like
that's a sporting event.
That's the closest I can get to bawling over something that's...
You've never cried at a sporting event?
Not as an adult.
No. Did you ever cry when you played?
Oh, I cried when we lost in the playoffs at Moeller. I cried my eyes out. I will cry. I could cry about that today if I go home and think about it long enough.
When you guys got upset as the number one team in the country in the slop in the rain?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
What was the day like? It was a cool rain? Was it a cool cold rain?
I mean, Cincinnati's warmer than here, but it was, it was probably November.
Didn't you used to love looking at USA Today and seeing Moeller number one?
Yeah, I used to love that.
Could you believe that day?
Tom Waddle, 7 catches for 105 yards against LaSalle.
And you were thinking deep run, and this was your first game.
I was thinking state championship layup and being the number one team in the country. And then, we were the number one team in the country for the entire year my senior season.
It was like Miracle on Ice, except it was the Miracle of Ohio.
It was Centerville that came in, huge underdog. If there was gambling on high school sports back then, we would have been a 30-point favorite.
Jeez.
Easily. And, it was an enormous upset. With all due respect to Kirk Herbstreit's team, he was a freshman at the time, and Centerville, if Mother Nature doesn't get involved, we boat race them.
Oh, sure.
I'm just saying.
Look, you've got to adapt to the conditions.
I'm just saying. I get it.
The true number one team would adapt to the conditions.
There's no doubt. Like, they didn't win it, I don't think. I think Toledo St. Francis ended up winning the state championship.
Look, the Postal Service delivers in rain or sleet or snow.
We did not.
No, Moeller apparently not.
We did not.
Moeller needed stoic conditions, 68 and a cloudless sky.
So as a 17-year-old kid in Cincinnati, Ohio, I cried like a baby for probably 3 straight days.
And that was your best chance to win anything in your entire career?
No question. No doubt. I haven't won a jack diddly poo.
Did you cry ever after a Bears game?
No, only because I didn't know who I was.
Where am I? Who
am I? As they were pulling me out of an MRI machine.
Your name is Cara?
Right.
What is it?
Yeah. After that, when I was done playing, and I remember being in Cincinnati, I was there for 3 practices. My knee's swollen. My hip is killing me. I'm just like, the only reason I left was to try to prove that I still had. I mean, I should have retired when I was done in 94 here.
It was a spite signing because of Wani, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was directly Wani. I just didn't like the way it ended here, so I was trying to, and I was probably done. I remember sitting in Mike Shula's office, and Mike Shula, Dave Shula was the head coach of the Bengals at the time, said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. He said, why don't you take some time to think about it? Don't make this decision now. And their head of football operations or their player personnel guy was a guy named Jim Lippincott, who was my defensive coordinator in my high school.
Wow. And he was featured on Hard Knocks.
Yes. And I said, you know what? This isn't going to change. So I remember sitting in David Shula's office, probably tears running down my face, realizing that my career was over.
Oof.
But since then, it's only been Hoosiers.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, as a fan, I've never.
All right, let's poll the people here. Let's go to Nick in Naperville. Nick, what was the last time you cried over a sporting event as an adult, not as a kid?
As an adult, I was thinking 87, 88, sixth grade Bears, Payton's, I think, last game, he ended up under the Redskins bench.
I remember that.
I just remember Summerall saying, you know, next stop for that jersey is Canton, and I just cried my eyes out.
Sounds like you're a little sad right now making the call.
I am.
Pat Boyle reminded me, too. Does it count if I'm crying over something my kids are involved in athletically?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I think that's too easy.
It is.
Of course, yeah. So what was that, though?
Well, I mean, like, my daughter Leah won 3 national championships in soccer with her soccer team.
Finally, a while won something.
No question. When my daughter George's last game at Northwestern was played, I'm sure I cried then.
You cried, I remember, when Georgia went to college.
Yeah.
And you dropped her. Look at it. I could see your eyes right now.
No, I'm not crying.
It was at Ditka's, and you were reflecting, and I was trying to make you cry. But you told me that you cried when you dropped her off, even though she was 15 minutes away. 17 miles away or something.
Well, that's
like
the realization, like, for the first time when your kid goes away to college. I mean, I had a house full of others that I could hang out with, but I'll cry again when my youngest goes. Like, she graduates in May of next year, so.
Empty nesters. Now you just binge a bunch of shows.
We do that now anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That you have nobody at home except her.
Yeah.
Raj in Northbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Raj?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I was reminded of when I was about 16 or 17 years old, so close to being an adult. I was a pretty big Kings fan after Jordan left the Bulls. They were very flashy with Jason Williams and all those guys. But in 2002, when they had Mike Bibby and Chris Webber and all them, and they got cheated by the Lakers, I think that's when Tim Donahue came out later on.
Tim Donaghy
got in trouble for I think betting on those games or something or fixing them or something.
Right, right.
But I remember at the end of Game 7 is probably when I cried. Probably the only time I ever cried after a game or after a series, because I truly felt like they were the better team.
Chris Webber was on those teams too, right? Chris Webber.
Yeah. Chris Webber, Vlade Divac. Pedro Stojakovic, that was a great team. I think one of the best teams that never won a ring.
Do you want to know the weird connection that when you say Mike Bibby, you know what I think of? Mike Bibby all swollen
after he retired?
Yeah, when he became like a bodybuilder. And he looked like he weighed 250 pounds.
Is he that big now?
I don't know. Don't you remember the Mike Bibby all swollen with muscles everywhere? You don't remember that?
I remember him getting like swollen.
Yeah, he's thick now. Yeah,
is it? Like, you know what's weird is every time I look for a good gift to send out about Jay Cutler, and I always get bodybuilder Jay Cutler stuff in there too, which is weird. Are you Googling it?
Yeah, Bibby's like he lives under a bench. On a bench.
And a weightlifting bench. Jimmy in Orland, you're on ESPN 1000. Jimmy!
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I actually cried when the Macho Man, Randy Savage, got in a fight with Elizabeth. And I really thought they were together.
Really?
And this is back in the day. And then I thought, then we went to the parking lot after the match, and I was, like, really hurt about it. And then I seen some guy punch out the side window of his girlfriend's car, and it looked like Macho Man. I really thought that it happened.
Jeez,
and
that's weird.
It hurt me for a minute.
Jim, thanks.
Yeah, she found an untimely death. She died back in 2003.
Really?
Yeah, I think she fell in some hard times. So Miss Elizabeth has not been with us for the better part of almost 2 decades.
Patrick and Stickney.
Just a little note.
That's a good one, though. Yeah. That's good random trivia.
Yeah.
Patrick, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. We're good.
Two events I cried after, both hockey-related. When I was 11 years old, when the Blackhawks lost Game 7 to Montreal, they had a 2-0 lead at home. And they end up losing the game 3-2. I cried.
Yeah, you're going back a long. What year was that? 70? What year was?
Yeah, 1970. I was 11 years old.
Wow.
I cried for like 2 weeks. I swear, every night I couldn't sleep and I cried. And then the other one was hockey. It was actually the 1993 All-Star Game. That's when the Desert Storm was going on.
Best anthem ever, right? Did you cry during the anthem?
Yeah, it was. I've never I've gone to the stadium my whole entire life. Hockey's my favorite sport, and it was the loudest I've ever heard it ever.
For the people who are younger, who aren't sure what we're talking about, Google 1993 NHL All-Star Game, Chicago Stadium. And then the Wayne Messmer anthem will come up.
Yeah.
And it was during Desert Storm, and people were waving flags and burning sparklers. And it was one of the loudest times the Chicago Stadium has ever seen.
Who am I kidding? I was crying 10 minutes into last night's game with the Avalanche. Like, I was sitting on my couch going, is this going to be the way it is all year long?
And can someone still, before 6 o'clock, call in to tell me what Jeremy Colleton does?
Well, let's call Patty Boyle. I'm about to call Patty now.
What does he do? What has he done?
I don't know.
What is he responsible for?
Game plans?
I don't know.
I was dialed in. I watched the pregame show.
I know.
And prior to the pregame show.
Right. PB and crew did a pregame show on NBC.
Yes, I watched the preseason special before that.
Right. And then we had to sit through the end of that Rangers-Washington game on TNT.
Yes.
And then we saw Wayne Gretzky's hair dyed.
Yeah.
Jet black. And then we watched the open, and they scored 3 goals in 10 minutes.
I saw PB. I saw Schauzer. I saw the new guy, Colby, who looks like he's 14. That's a good thing.
It's Evan Cohn, right? What's his name?
Colby something.
Okay.
I thought his name was Colby.
Is it? Okay.
And then the pregame show was Schauzer again, this time with a really cool sport jacket, and Colin Frazier. No, damn. What was it? He was a guy that played about 10 years ago.
I don't know.
I was watching. It was dialed in. But my eyes are
clearly.
My eyes are dialed in on PB.
I think I'm going to cry now.
Are you? I'm just saying it was good television.
Okay, good stuff.
And I watched the first period of that game, and I was bawling on my couch.
All right, Jason Wilde's going to join us next. Bears-Packers week. He covers the Packers. Good stuff with Aaron Rodgers. We'll discuss with him and continue to take your phone calls next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Taking your calls all show about the Bears Packers, and then brought up the anniversary of the Bartman game, which is 18 years ago today. And I mentioned the day after that, game 7, I was at. And I cried after that game on the red line stop at Addison, heading south. I was heading south, that's for sure. And it was the last time as an adult I cried over a sporting event. And we were taking your calls on when you...
Did you cry when the Cubs won the World Series?
No. And you were asking me all day, if they win, will you cry? And I always said I didn't... Like, I didn't know what my emotion would be. I was just so damn relieved that they won. Like, I was spent. I think I was spent by that entire experience of that game.
Will you cry if the Bears beat the Packers on Sunday and Justin Fields has a 250-yard passing day?
Absolutely.
You will cry.
Yes. Okay. If Justin Fields turns out to be a star eventually, I will cry. I will cry then, maybe then. Let's talk to Jason Wilde, who works for ESPN Milwaukee, does great work there. He joins us every year. Talk Bears and Packers. Was that you? Rubs our noses in it. Wilde joins us on the Corona Hotline. Was that you who asked Rodgers yesterday about if he would ever play for Chicago?
That was not me, because I would never ask that kind of a question, even though, because I would just be rubbing it in on you guys.
Yes.
By the way, the only time I cry in sports is when you guys call Domofsky instead of me. So I'm wondering...
This is a low blow. Yeah. We like Rob, too, but we always call you first.
I appreciate that, and I know you do. Plus, he's in Chicago right now. He's got a thing that he's got going on for Vaughn McClure, so he's a good dude.
I'll see him tonight.
Take it back. I did think it was interesting. So I started the press conference with Rodgers yesterday, asking him. I told him 16 different quarterbacks have started at least one game for the Bears during your tenure as the starter. How many of them can you name? Because back in 2007, I asked Favre the same question. And so 14 years later, I thought, we'll try it again and see how it goes. It is amazing, and I love you guys, and I am not rubbing your faces.
Yes, you are.
No, what I want is for Packers fans to continue to listen to you guys, to hear the heartbreak that you have experienced, the son of a Mitch Bull, which is still one of the greatest lines ever.
Thank you.
I hope they are listening to what you guys have been through and now your hopes that you have for Justin Fields, because 35 different starters since Brett Favre took over as the starter in 92. I just want them to understand how good they
have it. Show yourself out.
And how tough it could be on them someday when Jordan Love and whoever turns out to be the next guy and the next guy is. So be kind to your Bears fan friends. That could be you soon.
With that said, let me ask you this question. Let me get ahead of everything. Is there a chance that next year, obviously there's a chance Rodgers isn't there. Is there a chance that Jordan Love just picks up and picks up where Aaron Rodgers left off and is the third great quarterback in a row?
Sure, there's a chance. There's a chance you could play running back for the Bears this week.
Oh, so the answer,
there might be a better chance.
So the answer to my question is no then.
The law of averages, the things that I've seen from him so far indicate to me no.
Okay.
Most likely not.
That's comforting.
He's more likely to be Mitch Trubisky than he is to be Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that would be great for you guys.
Mitch had his moments. Didn't he go to a Pro Bowl?
Oh, he in moments,
you
all right.
You will pull your hair out after what you've had every Sunday.
Point. You're proving my point.
No, you know what, Wildy? You're right, and I'm telling Packers fans this. Like, the ones who, like, were getting sick of Rodgers being a diva and, oh, Rodgers selfish. I'm telling you, you guys are due for, like, lots of bad luck. And it is very, like, it is virtually impossible to do what you just said, going from Favre to Rodgers. And it could be one of the best sports luck moments ever. That people always say, well, they only won two combined. I would love two Super Bowls with two, you know, all-time great quarterbacks. Yeah. So, it's coming.
I appreciate you understanding my position.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you believe that the Packers could be ripe in this game for an upset, that the Bears could upset them?
Look, you guys know Fields way better than I do. I have not watched him as closely as you have. I don't like where the Bears are at with their running game now because of the COVID-19 thing now. I look at this Packers defense as vulnerable against the run and vulnerable in the red zone. So if somehow you can conjure up a running game and you can get inside the Packers 20, they have not stopped an opposing offense yet this year in the red zone. 13 trips, 13 touchdowns.
Wow.
If they turn the ball, to me, it's all about if they turn the ball over or not. And I know that's the simplest way to view a good team is as long as they don't turn the ball over, they're going to win. But Rodgers has thrown 3 picks in 5 games, and he only threw 5 all of last year. You know, stranger things can happen. And I also remember plenty of times coming down to Chicago where they thought that they've had a better team and they have played poorly, and it's either been a close game or they've lost the game. And it hasn't happened a lot during Rodgers' tenure, but it has happened.
What's the update, Jason, on their offensive line and also your secondary issues? I know Alexander is out, but you had somebody else banged up, didn't you?
Yeah, Kevin King. So you guys, you know, the bad news for Bears fans that are listening is that the Packers' offensive line is trending very healthy now. It looks like they're going to get Elton Jenkins back, who's missed the last 3 games with an ankle injury, who has been terrific at left tackle in place of David Bakhtiari, who's still on the PUP. They're also going to get their rookie center, it appears, Josh Myers, back. The fill-in last week, Lucas Patrick, had one snap that was supposed to go to Rodgers that instead went to Aaron Jones, which is not what they were looking for. But in the secondary, Kevin King is probably not going to play. He hurt his shoulder last week. Jair Alexander's already on IR. They are down to bringing guys in literally off the street or out of their homes. They brought in a new corner each of the last 2 weeks. Rasul Douglas, who sounds like a villain in a Batman movie to me, and now they've brought in Quentin Dunbar, who hadn't played all year. So they are in a vulnerable position there if Allen Robinson and Justin Fields and the receiving corps can take advantage.
Wildy, what is Rodgers like? There was a span where you got to interview him every week. You've covered his entire career. And how much has he changed?
So there's this new aspect to him, and I don't know how well it comes across when he's with McAfee, but there's this whole kind of, and we call it Zen or self-actualization, whatever it is, where he's become an even deeper thinker, and he's talking about energy and all this other stuff. And I do think that that has kind of permeated the team. You hear Devontae Adams talk about it. You hear Mercedes Lewis talk about it. And it is interesting kind of where he's at. But the one thing that's been really interesting, if you want to see him kind of go back to chip on his shoulder, Rodgers, was when people were questioning whether he was all in. I did a piece for The Athletic about it where I talked to him on his drive home a couple weeks ago. If you want to get him really ticked off, question how committed he is to this team, because he's competitive. He has said he wants to play 5 to 7 more years. He was not happy, obviously, with some of the things going on in this organization, and that's why he stayed away. But I think you really want to offend him, question whether he's committed to winning and cares still about this as much as before, because this new agey approach that he has led some people to think, between that and the way the offseason went, that he doesn't care about, he's not competitive anymore. And I can tell you that has not changed at all. And if you didn't believe that, if you saw how he reacted when they won in San Francisco, you saw a guy who's definitely all in.
Any chance he does come back?
So I did a terrible job in my story on The Athletic, because when I talked to him, we talked for like 25 minutes, and at the end, he started talking about how he has seen change from people within the building that he didn't expect to see change. And he said the front office. He didn't say Goody specifically by name. Brian Gutekunst, their GM. But for him to want to stay, he wanted to see them go all in, which they clearly have done this year with the way they've managed their cap. He wanted to see some role in conversations, not final say on decisions, but a role and being talked to. They went and got Randall Cobb for him. And he wanted to see a different kind of respect, or whatever you want to say, about the culture, about caring about the players. And there appears to be that as well. So, he's still under contract for 2022. For him to leave, he would have to be traded. But he dropped some breadcrumbs during our conversation a couple weeks ago, where he basically made it sound like, hey, maybe I'm starting to see the changes I wanted to see. Maybe it's not a foregone conclusion that I'll be looking to be traded after the season. Long way to go. A lot of games to be played. We'll see how this team finishes up. But I don't think it's a slam dunk that he's playing somewhere else next year.
Why do you say you did a bad job, that you're pissed at yourself that you didn't ask directly, hey, could you come back?
No, I left all that stuff at the bottom of the story. And, I write so darn long, people probably didn't even get that far.
Oh, no, that's every word. Yeah. They're with us this entire way. Right. All right, Wildy, right. Good stuff. We appreciate you. Say you travel to Chicago, right?
We have a bit of a scheduling challenge. I will not see you on this trip. I will tell you this, though, as Brett Favre awkwardly said to Tausch and I once at the end of his appearance, and I say it with heartfelt meaning, love you guys, which I had no idea what to say to him when he said that, so I don't expect you to say it back.
Say love you too, Brett.
You're supposed to say, love you guys, won't pay you later.
I said thank you, and if you could repay us the money you owe, that would be
good. That's good. All right, Wildy, love you. See ya.
Love you. Thank you.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
There you go. There's Jason Wildy, our teammate too, ESPN Milwaukee. He's one great dude. We met him for the first time 2 years ago. Great. We've had him on our shows for almost 15 years.
Very talented young man.
We'll continue to take your phone calls. And how about this? Not one, but two great sporting events on television tonight. We'll give you our picks and tell you about them next.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday when they host Rutgers at 11 a.m. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Speaking of Bears Packers, we've got a Football Friday show where you can come on and see us. Come on out, say hello, take a picture. We'll be outdoors. It's a Friday football tailgate at Binney's Beverage Depot, Lincoln Park.
It's up there on Marcy Street.
On Marcy. I don't know why you always go, it's on Marcy Street, like we're in Boston.
Marcy. It's Marcy. Over there on Marcy Street.
Back at BC. So right off of North Avenue, as Waddle said, on Marcy Street. And we will be giving away two pairs of tickets to Sunday's game at Soldier Field.
Wildy, we did not press him for a final score, but it sounds like he doesn't give our Bears a good chance.
No, I did. That's why I didn't ask him. I wasn't going to humor him again.
Really?
Yeah. So tickets to be given away at Binney's Beverage Depot tomorrow. Be there. And you don't have to be present to win those tickets. So we know it's outside. We know it's going to be a little cool. If you want to stay the whole time, they've got great deals on Miller Lite. At Binney's, picks them up and stock up for the weekend. We're also giving away a Miller Lite treasure chest. And we have Connie's frozen pizza samples between 2 and 4. And the way you get that is bring your books for kids. Right? If you've had kids and you've got some books that you'd like to get out of the house and donate to a great cause, Bernie's Book Bank. We're doing a book drive with them, and Darren, their CEO, has been very good to the radio station, and Cap has had his walk 2 years in a row, has raised several $100,000. Great work. And so we're going to continue to give to Bernie's Book Bank, and we urge you to stop by, have some free pizza on us, Connie's Frozen Pizza, have a chance to win those tickets for Sunday's game, and then in return do a good deed and donate some books for Bernie's Book Bank.
It sounds like a whiz bang of a day tomorrow.
It is. It really is. And then on Monday, and I'll remind you tomorrow, we're going to be at Finley Dunn's in Lakeview. So a couple of city events. A lot of people who live in the city always say you're never in the city. So two events for you to see us in the city tomorrow at Binney's Beverage Depot, Monday at Finley Dunn's. It's all brought to you by Miller Time. All right. So tonight, Bucks and Eagles. Did you decide? My side is the Eagles and the points, the 7.
I teased the Eagles up to 13 and over 46.5.
Okay, so you teased it way up.
Yeah, I did.
And Giants and Dodgers tonight. We've got that after Abdallah, and it's going to be a fantastic game to whoever moves on to the NLCS.
Game's in San Francisco, yes. But I'm taking the Dodgers.
Going Dodgers, too. I've always thought they're better. They're more talented. The Giants have really been a great story.
I don't know. Like, you and I, we just had this conversation. I'm not sure I really get what Dave Roberts is doing.
Right. Because they're not starting Urias. They're starting
Knebel.
Corey Knebel. Yes.
Who's a relief pitcher.
Right. So I don't know if they're then what they plan to do. But it's...
Do they call him Evil Knebel?
I don't know. Wasn't he a Brewer at one... a year or two ago? I don't know. That's another good Wildy question, if you want to get him back on the line.
Evil Knebel.
Doug in Northwest Indiana, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Doug?
Doug.
Doug.
Dougie Doug.
Doug.
What's up?
What's up? You got that cough. I know what that cough means.
That's a wee.
Oh, no. Do I got to donate now?
No. There's a cap and hoodie. No, you're fine. So you're a smoker, aren't you?
Oh, of course. But I grew up with this deep voice. I just enhanced it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Over 18.
Sam Elliott, what's on your mind?
Yellow.
Hello. Doug.
Hey, it's Doug still.
Okay. All right.
He was joking. He was making a voice joke. All right, go ahead, Doug.
No, the cry story I wanted to talk about was I was dating a girl in 2016, and her birthday happened to be on game 7. So we dressed to the nines, and she even wore, Cubby blue high heels, and I was full blown.
You were full blown what?
Full blown, dressed to the nines.
Oh, okay.
I had the jacket on, okay. I actually washed my shoes, and stuff like that,
You are fun, Doug. All right, keep going. I'm digging the story.
All right, so we do the dinner. We go to our favorite bar to watch game 7. And then the rain delay happened. And I'm like, let's just go back to the house. Let's, whatever. And it's that 18-minute rain delay. So
17. Go ahead.
Halfway there, you know, the game's back on, you know, and so watching the game, you know, looking at it, and then I cried after they won. I really did.
Why aren't you with the girl anymore? I thought there was going to be a
relationship end.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she wasn't as much of a fan as I was. I don't know. Things happen, dude.
I got it. No problem, man.
Did you get lucky at least that night when they won the World Series?
What's that?
Did you get lucky that night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got lucky because the Cubs won the World Series.
Right. Lucky with the rain dog.
Yeah. I don't have that problem. It's just the long-term problem.
Don't be a stranger, Doug.
Right, thanks,
I like
Doug.
You. Thank you. I like that laugh.
I heard you guys laugh, and I'll be calling again.
Yeah, it's weed o'clock, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of that, it's time for Abdallah, too. It's perfect
timing.
That's
a perfect segue.
That is. So Abdallah's coming up in two short minutes. Great work by Abdallah Sean as well. Thank you to Louis Riddick and Jason Wilde. You can continue to watch on Twitch, which is brought to you by Xfinity. It's twitch.tv. Download their app as well. It's ESPN 1000 Chicago. Every day, all of our local shows you can watch on Twitch, brought to you by Xfinity. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Come see us at Binney's tomorrow. Have yourself a great Thursday night.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I'd give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all a good night.